Friends with brews.
Oh, it's working. All right. It's always a gamble. I think I should just start putting money on it every time.
Yeah, I think you should. I think because it's been reliably, it depends. You're betting for or against?
I'm betting against it working correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a bit of an outlier.
This is a rarity.
It actually works.
We're talking about Audio Hijack here, people. The thing that we use to record our voices. And in my case, for some reason, when I'm on FaceTime and I click record for the first time, very often it shows my levels is incredibly low. And it's not just a UI glitch, because the one time I recorded that the whole way without realizing it, the level was super low. Luckily, it was clean and I could boost it without a lot of noise, but aggravating. And so usually I say something and then I had to do this to, did I have to do this? Oh, no, I was not. So I'm going to be on an episode of Really Specific Stories with Martin Feld. He's one of the Hemispheric Views guys that you can't stand so much for some reason.
I can't stand them. I just didn't find them as interesting as you do.
No, I didn't tell him that you couldn't stand him, though. It's okay. He'll never know.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you didn't tell him that I can't stand him, because if he listens to this podcast, now he knows. I mean, the secret's out. I can't stand him. So
he's actually a very nice guy. So it's weird that you can't stand him, because I know that you're usually a pretty good judge of people, but I don't know.
Maybe that's telling you something. I mean,
wait, do you hate Australians?
I hate Australians, especially ones on podcasts.
Right, right. Especially the ones on, what?
Yeah, you know, Footnote, BigSandwich.co, Pragmatic.
Yeah.
Et cetera. Yes.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yep. Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. So anyway, we're rolling and we both are. Well, what are you? What are you today, Peter? Are you a coffee boy, a tea boy? You said brewed, so I assume.
I'm a tea boy. Yep. Steeping, actually.
So this is something I have to bring up with you. I want to, because last time you said technically steeping, not brewing. I heard that when I edited. And you're making the listeners think they're not getting what they're paying for, Peter. But we talked about
this.
No. We talked about this a long time ago. We looked up the definition. Steeping is a type of brewing.
Okay, fine.
Not all brewing is steeping, but steeping is brewing.
I had forgotten that.
Right.
Given all the crap that I've gone through in 2024, that just slipped my mind.
Hey, look, I understand being forgetful. I forget stuff that happened last week. But that's something you just got to prioritize, buddy. Don't let it go.
Who are you again?
I don't know. I don't know. I was hoping you would tell me. That's why I called you. All right, let's talk about our drinks. Let's talk about your tea. Tell us about your tea. How did you steep it?
I took a bag of Wegmans English breakfast tea.
Mm.
I inserted it into a more or less 20-ounce tumbler, Yeti tumbler here, and I poured boiling water over it. I waited somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes, sliced a lemon in half.
Right.
Juiced it into the tea and then waited a good long time for it to go from boiling hot to just scalding.
It's not quite the tea ceremony I was hoping for, but it's a little more involved than I thought you were going to say. So that's pretty good.
Did we put a memo out today to wear matching t-shirts?
Yours is a lot nicer than mine, though. Mine was a freebie. Did you pay for yours?
No, it was a freebie also. I guess you picked the wrong one. I'm pretty sure it was the same offer.
Damn it. Well, I was looking for something with long sleeves, and I think I probably just didn't even look at that one. Okay, I have a coffee. This came to me from trade. In fact, I just picked it up in the mail today. Yes, you heard me say I picked it up in the mail today. You can go back and listen to The Adventures with Mailboxes by Scott Wilsey on a previous episode. Anyway, this is from Broadcast Coffee. It's called Colombia del Campo. Now, on the bag, it says Marzipan Chocolate Cherry. But on Trade's website, they say complex lemon and apple acidity plus a balancing brown sugar sweetness. So I'm not sure. I assume the people who made the coffee know more about it and they're right. I don't know.
I've never really been a big marzipan fan.
I haven't either, but I like the taste of this coffee. It's slightly bitter, but in a happy way. It's not a bad bitterness. You know me, I hate bad bitterness.
Well, that's the thing is, I have gotten, it was about a few months ago, I think, I came to the conclusion, the realization, I should have realized this a long time ago.
You like bitter people?
I actually like bitter coffee, but I don't like sour coffee.
But do you like sour people and hate bitter people?
No, I hate them both. I generally don't like bitter things. I really despise bitter beers, but I do like bitter coffee. So, there you go. That said, listener, I'm talking to you now. Scott, you can just hold on for a second. You can like go get yourself some, you know, another coffee or something.
Walk back and forth like Rain
Man. But dear listener, would you be interested in, even if it meant a degradation, slight or otherwise, in my audio quality?
Oh my God, Peter wants to degrade you.
Denigrate you. Even better, denigration. Even if it meant a slight degradation in audio quality, to hear me roaming on location in, say, a bar, a pub, or a brewery, or a beer hall.
In Rome.
Actually tasting a beer. If you would, let us know. And if you wouldn't, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? If you do want to, also don't say anything, because it's going to happen.
Well, I was going to say, if you want us to, say something. If you don't want us to, blink twice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So yesterday I went out and I've been tutoring my girlfriend in cybersecurity. She wants to learn about cybersecurity. She works in venture cap. So she's often meeting with VCs and she's like, I can't tell what the hell these people are doing. Are they, you know, what are they saying? What are they selling, etc.?
Are they full of crap?
Right. So I decided that I would, give her a little bit of a crash course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing. And yesterday I said, you know what, let's just go out and let's do it in the local brewery, Medford Brewing. So we did. So we went there and I had a nice little flight of four really good beers, one of which was an IPA.
And it was good?
It was actually, I would probably order it again. Now, it was not even in the same hemisphere as the wee heavy 8.6% APV Scottish ale that I had, but it was on the same flight rack and it was from the same brewery. It was pretty good.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of hemispheres, one of the guys from Hemispheric Views likes IPAs. Maybe that's why you don't like those guys.
That must be it, especially if it's an Australian IPA.
Here's the thing, though. That was a good decision because the only way that cybersecurity is ever going to make sense to anybody is to get a little, you know, alcohol in the system. And
yeah, absolutely.
Get a little separated from reality.
So I decided the approach I've taken is I started walking her through the CIS controls, the 18 critical controls, and just going through an introduction of what each one of these is, along with a smattering of foundational security concepts like confidentiality, integrity, availability, encryption, man in the middle / entity in the middle / attacker in the middle, depending on how politically correct you want to get, etc.
Peter. Never bring up man in the middle to your girlfriend. It just can't lead to anything good.
Hey, as long as I'm the man in the middle, I mean, we're good.
Okay, let's change the subject before I have to ask about which way you're facing and all these.
Now you know how I feel every episode. Listener, I apologize. Scott, you're welcome.
You feel violated every episode?
Only when you're talking.
Okay, good to know. All right, what do we got today, Peter, besides...
Well, I have a healing meniscus, which is amazing.
Yeah, something else is going on. You got something on your... What happened?
Yeah, I might also have carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh, that's what that's for. I thought you were about to go skateboarding.
Yeah, I mean, I could. I'm wearing... Dear listener, you can't see, but I'm wearing a wrist brace. And it seems to work. So I did see my... I saw my PCP last month. And, you know, I explained to him that every now and then, my hand was starting to cramp.
Yeah.
At the keyboard, mostly, I've noticed. But I also noticed a couple times just sitting on the couch, which I thought was a little weird.
That is weird.
But then sometimes picking up a dumbbell also would cause the hand to cramp and sort of lock up. So I mentioned that to him and he was like, could be carpal tunnel syndrome. I was like, oh, okay, well, all right. So I decided, you know, this was like $20 or something like that. So I got myself a little brace and it works. It definitely affects my typing though. It's hilarious. Even my right hand is affected by the brace on the left. It's weird how that works. But it got me looking into alternatives. I found this, I can't tell if this is complete hooey and hype or if this is like the next best thing, an AI keyboard. Of course, it's an AI keyboard because everything is AI now. But this keyboard thing, it looks like two inverted half spheres, you know, so like half balls on the ground with like a button for each finger. And you just like, you swish it around and stuff and it AI knows what you want to type. And I'm like, okay, Amazon's got a free return policy. I'm really tempted to see what this is.
Peter.
I mean, it's either going to be freaking amazing and no one has ever heard of it, or it's a complete joke and utter garbage and it doesn't do jack.
You got to explain what's going on to your girlfriend, though, or she's going to walk into the room and see you fondling two giant balls on a desk. She's not going to understand.
She'll say, is this confidentiality or integrity? I'm not sure. Yeah.
She probably already, I was going to say, when you took her out for beer and security discussions, I don't know if it made you more attractive to her because she thought, wow, this guy knows stuff, or if she thought, my God, what a terrible job this guy has. Yeah, let us know. I mean, I don't see how this can go well. Maybe it can, but autocorrect is bad enough. And now this keyboard is just going to be guessing everything.
Yeah, auto everything. That's great.
K. He said K. He said the letter K. Again, he said the letter K. He keeps saying the letter K.
Oh, brother. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I got to look it up in my history.
I interrupted you to talk about your skateboarding gear, and really you wanted to talk about your meniscus. So how is the meniscus going? What's the update? Are you able to start rehab yet?
I've got my first PT session tomorrow night.
Nice.
And it was like 50 degrees today. I really wanted to go out running. It was 18 degrees and sunny yesterday, and I really wanted to go out running.
You're just ready to run. You don't care what the weather is.
I really want to get moving again, and especially because I've been eating still around 2,000 to 2,500 calories a day and not getting nearly as much exercise. So I've definitely put on a couple of pounds.
Maybe so, but you still look so thin. Like I have found...
You're only seeing me from the chest up.
Oh, okay.
It takes a while before my base gets pudgy and everything.
You've got the super thin face and chest, but your stomach just sticks out like a bowling ball.
A pear. Well, my stomach did start to puff out about a year ago when I started taking daily doses of creatine.
That'll do it, yeah.
So that is not new. Right. I've definitely been up about 3 or 4 pounds, since then. And I can feel it. It's like it's definitely spare tire material.
See, personally, I would not take anything like that unless I was doing heavy, heavy weight training. Otherwise, you're going to gain it in the wrong places.
Yeah, well, that's it. But the point isn't I wasn't looking to make mad gains. I was taking it for the cognitive and, mental longevity that it's supposed to have.
Yeah, but all it did was make you more aware of your belly.
I am indeed aware of my belly. Oh, man.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. Peter, I don't understand the human race. And I'm not talking about the human foot race, which is really what you want to get back into. But I'm talking about... Okay, you know that right now we have two cats who are still... Oh, so slowly integrating with each other.
The fact that they're integrating is still good, though. But I was going to say, I hope you know that cats, as cool as they may be, they're not human. Well,
No. I understand. It could take a while, and that's fine. But anyway, the point is, one of those cats we came across while taking a walk. My daughter and I were taking a walk. The cat followed us home. It was clearly homeless. Last night, I went to take a walk. I went on a walk. I'm walking through a middle school parking lot at night, very dark in there, it's off the road, but it's set back far enough that it gets super dark in there. There's trees and all kinds of stuff. And I see a little shape in front of me, and I'm like, I think there's an animal in front of me. And I kept walking towards it. And I was heading for the path that leads out into a neighborhood on the far side of the school between two houses. And it was a tiny little dog. And I looked, and it had one of those little harnesses on, that go around the chest and the mm-hmm. right behind the legs.
So it obviously belongs to somebody.
Right. And its leash is tied to the pole. And I'm like, it's 8 o'clock at night. It's raining. It's pitch black in here. What the actual hell? So I keep walking and I messaged Anna and I said, hey, I think somebody abandoned a dog in the school. And we're like, as I walk, I'm going to go back through there on my way back. And if it's still there, I'm going to bring it home. So I walked over to Fred Meyer and I bought a little bag of dog food for $5 because we didn't have any dog food. And as I was finally, and I was, this was about half an hour later, maybe a little more, that I was getting back to the school. As I walk in there, I see a lady with an umbrella and a flashlight go on that little path between the two houses and go into the school area. And by the time I turn the corner and get there, she's bending down over the dog and it's jumping up and down with joy to see her. And I'm like, I'm right behind you. I don't want to scare you. And she goes, okay. And I'm like, listen, I assume this is your dog. And she goes, oh yeah. And I'm like, why did you leave it here? And she said, because I needed to go get some food and they won't let the dog in the restaurant. So I'm like, yeah, but the food is 10 minutes away. This lady was gone for over half an hour because I was gone for half an hour. It was like 40 minutes.
Because you had to go 10 minutes, come back 10 minutes, and all the time are there, right?
Well, she went to McDonald's, which she said was closed. I walked past it, and it was dark. I don't remember looking to see if it was open or closed. There were cars in the drive-thru. Maybe just the restaurant part was closed, and the drive-thru was open. I don't even know. Didn't make sense.
When does McDonald's close?
Right. That's the thing. I think it had to have been open. But anyway, she did go to the grocery store and buy something because she was holding a bag of something. It's like, I wasn't trying to interrogate her to see if she was telling the truth. She was over-explaining all this stuff. But I'm like, listen, you have got to understand that your dog was 1 minute away from going home with a stranger. And just as I was saying that, another guy comes up and he has a leash and he goes, oh,
hey, I was about to get your dog.
Yeah. He goes, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah. I said, I thought this dog was abandoned and I was going to come get it. And he goes, that's exactly what I was doing. So I'm like, lady, two people were going to take your dog. You got to take your dog with you. And she goes, yeah, but they won't let it in. I'm like, I don't care. Tie it up right outside the store. At least there's cameras, there's people, there's lights. You know, it's not great. I would never tie my dog up outside a store and go in. I'm just not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But people do. And I assume mm-hmm. it's generally okay. It's way better than leaving a dog in a place where it looks totally abandoned. Because this little dog looked scared and alone and cold to me when I walked past it the first time.
Yeah.
Now, once I got a chance to see it in the flashlight that she had, it was happy and healthy. It was a healthy dog. So somebody's been taking care of it, and that's good. But I was like, lady, think about what you're doing. This little animal depends on you, and I thought it was abandoned. So with the best intentions, I almost took your dog away from you. And she just didn't get it. She was like, oh, I would never abandon my dog. And I'm like, but how the hell would anybody know that by stumbling across your dog in the dark?
Yeah.
It just blew my mind.
Looked like it was abandoned to me.
I did go off on her a little bit. The other guy, he thought it was kind of funny. He was like, you did a good thing. Because I gave her the dog food. I'm like, I don't have a dog. I went to the store to buy this because I thought I was going to take this dog home and rescue it. Here, take the food. And she goes, I don't need the food. And I'm like, you're taking the food. You know, I probably shouldn't have been so forceful about it, but I was like, you're taking the food. I don't have a dog. So she took the food and I'm like, I don't know, man. And he's like, I don't think she's all there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so either. But anyway, so I've had a dog before. I can't eat. And that dog was a German Shepherd, so less likely that people would come up and do things to it, you know, willy-nilly.
You might come up to it and it'll do things to you.
But even so, I would never leave that dog tied up alone like that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So anyway, I'm glad that the lady, it was amazing that she showed up at the same time that guy and I did.
Mm-hmm.
We all converged basically at the same time, which is kind of amazing because that dog literally was a minute from disappearing down the street with me and she never would have seen it again. I would have, of course, my whole intention was to make every effort to find the owner. That's what I was going to do. But that's no guarantee.
No.
So it was weird. It was a weird situation. I'm glad the dog has a home. I hope the dog poops in her bed tonight or last night or whatever because she deserves it. It's just crazy. It's just irresponsible. People, your pets depend on you. They literally have no choice. You have said that I will be responsible for this living creature. Then be. That's it.
Yeah, some people have more of a loose interpretation on that. Let's just put it that way.
That's true. It is better than abandoning the dog, which is what I thought happened. Because I was like, who would tie a dog to a pole and then just go home as though nothing happened? She didn't do that. She had no intention of doing that. She did not stop to think that maybe this wasn't the best plan. I do believe 100% she had nothing but the best intentions. It just was a bit of a stupid plan, was all. So I'll give her credit for that. She's definitely not sending me any Christmas cards, but I'll give her credit for that. All right.
So I sent you a link to include in the show notes to this cording key cord thingamabobber. It's not a keyboard because it's more of a key cord, I guess. I don't
a key cord.
Yeah.
Oh, the balls.
Yeah,
the key balls
ball cord
where
balls.
Did you send this? Where is it?
Messages.
I don't see it yet. I see a message from, oh, there it is. Oh, okay. I'll try to remember to put this in the show notes.
I'm trying to decide if it's worth grabbing one of those and checking it out. I don't know.
Intelligent keyboard replacement for typing, gaming, coding, and data entry.
I just can't wrap my head around how could you code with something like that? I'm curious. I'm very curious.
Well, if you can type a letter with it, you can code with it, right? It's the same characters.
Sure, but...
Well, to some degree, the special characters might get a little weird. Is that what you're referring to?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. So that's something to check out. I might check it out if I have time, and we'll be curious to see.
Go for it. It's only $249.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's a bargain. All right. What else? We had something else, didn't we? You were going to talk about something.
Do you remember? I was going to talk about carpal tunnel. I mean, I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah. You were going to talk about your knee. There was
my knee is getting better. Yep. PT tomorrow night. So we'll give an update after that. I had a really good, you know, again, three really good and one good beer yesterday.
Where was this place? Did you?
At Medford Brewing. I've been there before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's one of, I guess, soon to be two local breweries in Medford, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. So you said that you were going to take some low quality audio with you. So take your iPhone, set it on the counter between you and your girlfriend and with her permission, of course, and then just talk about stuff that you're drinking for a few minutes, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I figured if we could also sometime, if we coordinated it, I can actually go there and we could record from there too. Could do that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
So anyway, yes. So I'll probably start doing that next time I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm having a flight. Everybody wants to know what Peter is like when he is drunk because that's fun.
That's great fun. I want to hear the bartender saying, sir, you've had enough.
I've never heard a bartender say that to me.
Oh, because you were sitting down. They didn't notice that your pants were no longer on.
They didn't notice that I was wobbling because I was sitting still in that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anything Mac related that I want to talk about? Oh, you wanted to talk about your terminal reimagined.
Yeah. So what I was thinking would be a cool episode is if we could coordinate this, maybe do a Blurring the Friends episode where you give us, me and Adam, a crash course in Warp.
Okay.
The Warp terminal.
I can do that.
It sounds pretty cool. And I noticed just last week, Warp is now available for Linux as well as Mac OS.
Yeah.
Know if you were aware of that.
Warp for Linus. Yep.
Yep. So that's pretty cool.
I bet Linus Torvalds hates it.
Linus Torvalds hates everything. I mean, that's not saying anything.
I wish every time we logged into a Linux server, it just had an ASCII art of Linus Torvalds flipping us off.
You can do that. You can do that.
Oh my God.
Well, ChatGPT, it can create quote unquote ASCII art.
By the way, can I say when it comes to regular art, DALL-E 3 is absolute rubbish at taking directions. Oh my God, it's so bad. You can say, I want a spider web with one spider in the middle using a laptop, and I want a maximum of three spiders total. And it'll give you eight spiders and go, here's your picture of three spiders. And you're like, no.
You've got to see Linus Torvalds in ASCII art.
It's such a gaslighter because it will specifically say, here's a gold seal with star points with no writing in it. And there's writing right in the center. It's just such a liar. Oh my God, that's not. Okay, I have to. What is that? That's like a monitor lizard.
It looks like a T-Rex, if you ask me.
It does, yeah.
I love how it even admits, though, this art does not specifically represent Linus Torvalds, as creating a detailed, recognizable ASCII portrait ASCII art is quite complex and typically requires a lot more space and characters to capture individual characteristics. For detailed and recognizable portraits, specialized software or a skilled artist who can capture the nuances of a person's features in ASCII art is often used.
Yeah, I think what it gave you was ASCII art that represents ASCII art.
Yeah. That should be the image for the show, though, you know?
Yeah, right. That is beautiful.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay, yeah, let's do the Warp thing. We'll talk to, you talk to Adam. Is there Warp for Windows yet? I don't even know.
I haven't seen that. I just saw that.
Oh, he has a Mac. What am I talking about? Who cares? He's got a Mac.
Yeah. Yeah, he's native. He's ready.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, friends, if you want to find us, as always, you already know how. You're listening to the show, so you found us. Hello. You can find us at friendswithbrews.com. You can also find me at nicolaitis.com. And you can find Scott. Where's the best place to reach you, Scott?
Scott Wilsey, all one word, at social.lol.
Dot lol.
Dot lol.
Oh, love that. That's the best part, the lol part of it. Well,
it's got to be enjoyable. I mean, how can it be lol and not be enjoyable?
Cool. So do we push it?
What are you pushing, Peter? What are you pushing on our listeners?
You know, the big, the red, the button.
We would if I could find my...
Tell your friends.